I am joined this morning by Leonie Shanahan. Lyme disease sucks. Just ask Leonie. She is a local who has had to tackle an ever-changing list of what I understand to be quite debilitating symptoms whilst raising two kids, attempting to maintain her career and her Sunny Coast permaculture property. Leonie, when I think of you, I go straight to that fantastic photo of you wearing bright colours with a big basket of fresh, colourful vegetables. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you, Sheridan, and all the wonderful listeners.
I bet there's been times in your journey with Lyme disease where you've looked at that photo and felt, anything less than that vibrant. Of course, we know you from your work in the garden and your work in schools, but perhaps you could tell us a little bit about how you first thought, something's not right here, and ended up with the diagnosis of Lyme disease.
Yeah, it didn't happen straight away. I remember the tick bite. I got it about 21 years ago, and my kids were really little then. And I used to say to the doctor, like a doctor took it out at the time, and we were doing a caravan trip, so, you know, there's no mirrors to see if I had a rash on my back or anything, you know. So I used to get tired, and I'd say to the doctor, I get so tired. He goes, yeah, but you're so busy. You've got your edible school gardens, you're on committees, you've got little children, and it would just be disregarded. And, of course, I was busy, and I just kept going. But then I went through a lot of stress, and that's when I was just pushing. I was just ignoring the fact that you're barely functioning. And then one day I had a breakdown at the Queensland Garden Show, which wasn't a good idea to do in front of public, where I just had a meltdown. And then I had to admit that, okay, I can't do this anymore. And it was also, I was realising that I was starting to lose my memory. I realised that when people asked me a question, I knew that answer, but there was nothing inside my brain to give me that answer. And I thought, there's something wrong. Something's going wrong. I'm losing my energy. I'm losing my memory. So eventually, it took a while to find a doctor who could actually help me. And that is a huge problem in this country. And she treated me for 2 years for chronic fatigue before, and I just was getting worse and worse, and I had to stop working. And eventually a kinesiologist picked it up. He said, there's got to be something else, you're getting so sick. And so at that stage I was basically bedridden. I just couldn't function. And for people that know me through my edible school gardens work, you know,
you're a high energy lady.
I am a high energy, and I love my work, and I, you know, bounced around, and suddenly, you know, I'm withdrawing from life, basically. And so he picked it up, and then eventually there was one test then for one particular type of what we call a co-infection. So it's not Lyme, but it's, they give you all these co-infections as well. I like to share their load with you. And so that came back, and it had five different types of what we call rickettsia. And then I paid for my blood to go to the States to get more testing, and that cost nearly $2,000 to get that done, and none of that's covered here. And that came back with lots of different confirmations, and that's where I start the book, the day I got my results back from America. So then that's a five-year journey from there.
So, Leonie, Lyme disease sucks in more than one way, and obviously this is a play on words of the fact that it comes from a tick, but, you know, there's the physical trauma, but the fact that perhaps people don't even believe you when you just are so tired and can't get the right diagnosis. Did you come across a lot of people who perhaps didn't even understand that Lyme disease is a real thing?
More from the medical rather than... You will find most people in Australia, when you say you've got Lyme disease, they will know what that is, which is pretty amazing considering government, most medical, will pretend they know nothing. Oh, it's not here. You can't have it. And I found that once I ended up in emergency and, you know, I'm trying to answer questions. I can't even follow what she's saying to me. And I said, I've got Lyme disease. And she just rolled her eyes. And the doctor was so rude to me. And... yeah, and that was the sort of treatment you get.
I'm gobsmacked.
And you can be so sick and they just won't go down that path.
So tell us a little bit about your recovery. We better move on to the hope side of the journey, because you sound vibrant once again, and I know that has been hard fought and won.
And that's the reason for the book. Like, when I got the diagnosis, you know, I was just in bed for a long time just going, oh my God, I don't think I can do this. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to find a reason. I'm going to find out how to get well naturally, and I'll help other people through that. And I didn't know what that would look like, but it turned out to be a book. So, and it's a book of hope and of courage, and for people to know they can get through it. And there's a lot we can do at home that won't cost us anything. And this relates to everybody, because the main thing is we have got to have a healthy body, a strong mind, strong, healthy mind. And so, firstly, and this is what got me into the problem, is stress. So we have to drop the stress. And so we have to find ways to de-stress and not take it on. And there's lots of different ways we can do that. And, you know, that's, and where's the source of stress coming from? Is it work? Is it home? Is it relationships?
Is it internal? Yeah, the internal pressure we put on ourselves, you know, that kind of high achiever mentality that we've all grown up in?
Actually, you know, most Lyme people are high achievers.
Which
is bizarre. And another thing is detoxing. Detoxing is huge with Lyme patients, because we have to kill off all these parasites, pathogens, virus. Like, it's everything. It's a bacteria, it's virus, it's the whole work. So we're doing lots of, with the supplements that we're having to kill off all these things, we have to get it out of the body then. So a huge amount of detoxing from a physical point of view. But once again, you also need to detox your life, detox your health, house, detox your mind, and detox relationships. So, you know, you really, when you get sick with something as bad as Lyme disease, you have to strip bare everything and just basically start your life again, because you have to rebuild your whole body and often have to rebuild your life, because it won't look the same as what it was before, but you can have another, a wonderful life again. You've got to get your sleep happening again, and that's easier said than done.
Yep. I hear you on that one.
Of course, you've got to have organic food. Get the chemicals out of your body. So, you know, I was lucky I couldn't garden, so I had my beautiful permaculture property and I couldn't even garden, but I had permaculture friends that came around and gardened for me each week. No chemicals. A lot of us are hugely sensitive to chemicals, and for someone to walk past with perfume on, that can make us very sick. And you can do fun things like vagus activation, and the vagus is such an important thing. So simple things like humming and wash your face in cold water, and there's all these just simple things we can do at home that don't cost anything, that are taking us towards health and well-being. And another one, and this is really hard, when you're so sick and you can barely see 5 minutes ahead, let alone the end of a day, the end of a year, a future, but you've really got to find some sort of purpose. And luckily I found it, although sometimes I didn't think I was going to achieve it. But, you know, and it doesn't have to be a goal like write a book. You know, it could be being a great auntie or, you know, whatever it is. You know, we've got, everyone's got to have a purpose in life. It's what gets us out of bed, but brings the best out of ourselves.
Yeah. Life has to have meaning. You know, a reason to keep going, especially when things are difficult. It's 13 minutes to 11. You're hearing from Leonie Shanahan on ABC Sunshine Coast Wellness Wednesday. Leonie, tell us about the launch. Let's see if we can get a full house for you. I'm sure it's there's already a queue around the block. This is happening this weekend. And whilst our own Costa can't be there, he is going to be Skyping in.
Yes, he is. And we did a test run yesterday, so we've got all the technology.
that word.
working. So that's good. So Costa's the MC. So we've got, so this is to launch my book, Lyme Disease Sucks. We've also got Amina Eastman-Hillier. So she's a naturopath that works with Lyme people. And we've got Sharon Whiteman, who is the CEO of Lyme Australia and is really like the Mother Teresa of the Lyme world. She is amazing. So, you know, and even if you don't think you've got Lyme disease, because let's face it, you're not likely to get diagnosed with it in this country. There is 150 different symptoms you could be having, and Lyme is known as the great imitator. So people that could have fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, MS, Alzheimer's, you could all have Lyme disease, and you may not be getting better because you're not getting the right treatment. So, or if you just want to know about health, this could be a good place for you to turn up. And I haven't told you where it is. Sorry.
Yes.
So 1 o'clock. I start talking.
You've
about
got us all revved up. It's like, oh, this is going to be so good. And where am I going?
Sorry. Sunday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock at Fresh Holistic Health, which is near the organic supermarket at Forest Glen. You do need to book, though, because we're restricted on numbers. So you just need to go to my website, leonieshanahan.com.au, and they're complimentary tickets. It's free because I don't want money to be a restriction for people to learn how they can be well again.
Thank you so much, Leonie. I hope the book is a great success and proves to be as helpful to others as it has been to you, and I understand that is your mission. Thanks for joining us on the program today. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Cheers. That's Leonie Shanahan. You would know her from her work with the Edible Schools Garden. She established that program here on the Sunshine Coast. Her new book, Lyme Disease Sucks, The Trauma, The Truth and the Triumph. And she is launching it this Sunday, 1 p.m. You can get all the details there in Forest Glen, but all the details from her website, Leonie Shanahan, ABC Sunshine Coast.